Where would that get tested in a legal body? Which court would hear that if it went to court?
Well, unfortunately, the United States has not accepted the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice. It also hasn't accepted the International Criminal Court's jurisdiction either. And that's very deliberate because it doesn't want to be held accountable by international institutions. That's not just a Trump position, by the way. That's a longstanding position of US administrations of all kinds. It's why it makes it so much more important that individual governments diplomatically protest these kinds of killings. I mean, we now think the Trump administration has murdered at least 80 people in dozens of strikes. And this is just incredible lawlessness, which is also sending a signal to other states that they can act that way and also get away with it.
Very strong language for a UN special rapporteur to use. But what is your take on whether a suspected drug trafficker or, you know, an organized crime cartel or something like that can be correctly described as terrorists?
So certainly terrorist groups have long been engaged in some forms of organized crime to raise money for their cause. Think of the Taliban in Afghanistan. On the other hand, it's a really new phenomenon for drug cartels to be labeled legally as terrorists. So the US has done it, but not only the US. I mean, it's also in the last year or 2 years, Canada, Honduras, Argentina, Ecuador. Of course, in some circumstances, organized crime, drug cartels in places like Mexico or Colombia can absolutely use violence to intimidate populations or even to coerce or compel governments if you're targeting judges or prosecutors or law enforcement officials. Quite a few governments have an extra element in their definition of terrorism, which I think is quite a good one. That's the case in the UK, that the violence also has to be done for a political or ideological or religious cause. And if you look at it that way, then I don't think you can say organized crime is terrorism,